Welcome to Share the Best, the podcast of Top Employers Institute. My name is Patrick Randall. I'm the regional manager DACH and Central Eastern Europe at Top Employers Institute. And in this podcast, I have the honor and pleasure to talk with our fellow top employers about their world of work. And today I have with me Nadine Müller-Krontiris. She is global employer branding expert at Helvetia. Hi, Nadine.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. This is a very special episode because we're going to talk about a card game. And I leave it at that at the moment. Of course, we're going to give you a bit more details, but I would like to stay with you for the moment, give our listeners a bit more of an introduction. And you gave me some insights in advance. And what I like the most is that you mentioned that you fell in love with employer branding, I think 16 years ago, approximately.
2009. Yes, around 16 years ago, yeah.
Maybe you can take us on your journey with employer branding to get to know Nadine a bit better before we start with the content.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I was lucky. I started in the University of Munich and in the US and had a lot of chances to do internships. And my interest was very broad. It was from HR, journalism, PR, communications, and I didn't know what I wanted to do after finishing university, and I had no idea where my career will lead up. And so luckily I found employer branding, which combines all of my interests. And it was in actually 2009 where I met a guy, Wolf Rainer Kriegler, the CEO of DEBA, the German Employer Branding Academy. At this time, the DEBA was around a 6-person startup, and he introduced me to the world of employer branding, and I got addicted to the topic, and I stayed with it. I learned about it. I studied it, and in the end, I was also lucky that it became a main topic in HR, and it was not a short trend. Now yeah. I'm in love with employer branding since 2009.
And you mentioned that exactly that it was not a short trend. I think a lot of things happening to us as a society, but also from an age perspective, like trends coming in from new technologies and putting pressure on employers, made sure that this is not a short trend and also not soon to be gone. Can you just briefly elaborate what made this your kind of, because you're now a global employer branding expert, you're working for a global brand at Helvetia. Why is this something for you to stay? What makes employer branding so special for you?
I think special is that it combines marketing and HR. The HR aspect is always the people, the communication to the people, communication with people, communication about people, also very interesting. At the same time, it has many marketing aspects, and marketing is always a little bit before the trend. They always have their nose in the wind, what's coming, what's going on. And this combination makes it fine. And I always say marketing looks for the trends and tests them. And if they approve, the topic is approved, we integrate it into the employer branding world.
All right, sounds good. So you're on the forefront of HR. Then you take over what marketing is testing and doing, and then I like what you said about it's all around the people, right? It's about the communication and through people. So I think that's very nice to think about us in employer branding to also work there. And that's also, if I think about what we do as top employers, and of course Helvetia is a certified top employer Europe with us, that's why we talk today, is that employer branding is not just coming first, kind of in the first contact point you have with a company is influenced highly by employer branding and then therefore by the work you do, but it's also combining the feeling with current employees. So the feeling they have with you can be translated into great employer branding and makes it very authentic and very good and sustainable employer brand. We talked about your employer for a while, for a short time now. Maybe you can give us a bit of insights in for those people who might have seen Helvetia, the brand, with some kind of some winter sports activities. I think that's where I think I saw you for one of my first times. But maybe you can give us a quick round of who is Helvetia, what makes you a top employer.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Helvetia is an insurance company with over 16,000 employees, 14,000 FTEs, and we are an international insurer with strong Swiss roots, which also implied in the name. We are founded in 1858, so 160 years ago, in St. Gallen, where still the headquarters is and where also my office is. And yeah, at that time, it was an insurance for transportation damages and a fire insurance. And if you see the Helvetia logo, it's a triangle. The red still stands for the fire insurance we were starting with. And currently, we have many private customer insurances, but we are very active in specialty insurance like transport, marine, ships, aviation, space. The fine arts, also important, and engineering and technical risks. And therefore, we are active in six countries, Europe-wide. It's Switzerland, Germany, and Austria, Italy, France, and Spain. But we also have, and that's super interesting to my mind, we have three overseas hubs, one in Singapore, one in London, which is not part of the EU anymore, and in Miami. And also there are people sitting, Helvetia employees, and my goal is that in the office in Singapore, as well in the office in Switzerland, as well in the office in Miami, they have the same feeling about Helvetia as an employer. The same employer branding applies. And we get also united through this employer brand.
That sounds like the good ambition to have. Let's dive into that in a second. I just want to go back to what you said in the beginning. You said it's a Swiss-rooted company. It's also in the name. Can you explain that a bit? Because when I read Helvetia, I think maybe I'm too far away from Switzerland to understand how the name is connected to the country.
Now, Helvetia, it's in the end the Latin name of Switzerland. And when they started the brand, they just had Switzerland in focus. And we kept it, but we always explain that we are an international insurer with Swiss roots to explain this. But the name is very well known, so there's no need to change. And you mentioned also, you heard it too, winter sports. Yeah, Helvetia Switzerland is super big in sponsoring winter sports, and they're always whooping for the Swiss skiing teams.
Nadine, one thing you mentioned was very interesting for me. That was regarding the common employer brand, and you mentioned that it's your goal to have a common understanding of who Helvetia is across, not just across Europe, which I think can already be quite complicated with six countries, different cultures, people living in different cities, going to different offices, but working for the same company. But then even your ambition is to go from Miami to Singapore, including London. Why is it so important for you to have this common feeling of who you are as an employer?
I think it helps that all the people can work together. You cannot see the countries as little units working mostly independently. No, we always have international teams, international assignments. We are growing the international mobility, where we say people from this country, specialists from this country, will go on teamwork with specialists from other countries. And therefore, it's really essential that we have a common work culture, we have a common employer brand, and that it is felt everywhere, so everybody can smoothly integrate also in other teams, in other offices, in other international surroundings.
Yeah, and I can imagine, especially what you mentioned from a working on projects together perspective, that having a common, even just wording, common understanding what things mean, how we do things. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that. And it's a nice connect to HR setup. And just to explain why I always ask this question is, for me, working with the top employers community, we have a lot of organizations joining us and working together with us with the same ambition, becoming and improving as a top employer. But the reality, of course, is quite diverse, from being a one country organization with many employees to being a company across 100 countries with different offices. So in order to put what comes after in perspective, I always like to just set the scene. What is your reality from an HR setup? How does HR work at Helvetia?
Yeah, that's a very important question. In general, group HR, the global HR, is very, very lean. And we initiate programs group-wide when it is useful and gainful to have topics organized group-wide. In general, the HR in the different countries are strong, very good employees. And I think it's important that the HR in the countries are strong and they can work mostly independently, because every country has their own labor laws, their own social partnerships, their own tax system. So we should leave the HR in the countries the most freedom they can use. But if we see a big, big benefit that we do initiatives, campaigns and other things group wide, we all work together.
Makes sense. I think that's the strength of a strong group, not taking over unnecessarily, but indeed adding value where things make more sense to do it all together than locally. It's an interesting one, because I think that's also what makes a strong employer, is to kind of make that decision, right? Not just in HR, but I think that's also happening in other fields, to be strong together, but not override what is strong locally and also important for the local brand, the local culture, local perspective of employees.
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you. And we love to collaborate with all the countries. And also I lead an employer branding circle with all the employer branding specialists in the countries. We meet monthly, we exchange ideas, we challenge each other, we support each other. And it's such a fruitful and added value meeting every time.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's go to the card game. I think since I mentioned what we talk about, everyone is curious to hear what we play. Is it poker? Is it Mau Mau, as we would say in Germany? A very, very easy starter game. Tell me about it. What is it with this card game at Helvetia?
Yeah, I have to start a little bit the year before we published the game. We adjusted our EVP, our employer value proposition, a bit. And if you adjust it, you don't do a big communication bang again like you do when you have a brand new EVP. And we were seeking a way to introduce the updated EVP to our employees internally. So we really had an internal focus here. And first we thought about a plain digital solution, like a gamified e-learning program to educate people on the new EVP. And I called some game developers, which I learned is a proper job, and started discussing our approach. And I called Fabian Kirchhofer, the owner of Just Gamify here in Switzerland. And he gave me a new idea. He suggested to create a physical game. And this somehow grabbed my attention. And in the end, it was the absolute best decision to move from our idea of an e-learning tool where you sit alone in front of your device, and to move on to a collaborative game which you play with your colleagues, because Team Helvetia is important to us and it's also part of our EVP. And first, Fabian and me, we thought about a cardboard game. But as said, having 60,000 employees worldwide, this was too big production, and also how to organize and to send it everywhere in the world. And he came up with the idea of a card game, which is much smaller and easier to handle and to send.
So yeah, sounds very interesting. When I think about other conversations I had regarding EVP, card games are not often the ways of communication. Of course, normally it's a press release, it's a video, it's a message from the CEO. So can you imagine when you came up with this idea, playing a card game, doing it in a different way, that maybe questions were asked, maybe discussion took place. So I was just wondering how, and also for the community to learn and maybe do the same, how did you do this? How did you get this approved?
First of all, the topic of gamification is not a new topic to us, and everybody is aware of this phenomena, and it was already approved by other campaigns we did, I had some concerns myself in the beginning about a card game, since playing cards might be connected to gambling in Las Vegas. And this is absolutely not appropriate for an insurance company. But everybody was positive in the end. And so we proceed on with the card game. We printed a prototype. And we have an annual physical meeting of all the employer branding specialists. And there we presented a prototype and we test played it. We wanted to have a real feedback from real people, me and the game developer. And I was thinking by myself, if 60% of the employer branding specialists agree, then we go into production. And we were playing the game and the people were enjoying. And in the end, 100% of the employer branding specialists were convinced, they loved the game, and they were totally excited when we went into production.
That sounds good. And then that was kind of within the employer branding game, and then it was most likely presented in a leadership meeting or somewhere else. What was the next gaming round? Who were your next gaming partners?
No, we actually pretty much started the production. We always explained this gamification approach in the card game to our leaderships also in the countries. But we got a lot of freedom there, a lot of trust. Mm-hmm. And we moved on with the card game.
And then because what's of course quite interesting for everyone to understand is this new method of sharing this EVP then with the rest of the game. So I think the next step should be talking about the game. So let's dive into the card game. Can you explain, maybe just starting with the setup, how is this game being played? Maybe we don't focus about how it actually explains the EVP, but just talking about the rules. And then see how we get to the purpose behind the game.
The game itself is a collaborative card game. So people have to play together, not against each other. And you always have to play in a team. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit based on Gin Rummy or Canasta, where you have to find symbols which connect with each other to gain points. And we choose the symbols of the cards wisely. Aligned with our EVP, we have a group of people which represents the Team Helvetia, which works together. We have Shaking Hands, which represents the promise that we support each other. We have an umbrella sign, which represents the promise that Helvetia is present wherever protection needs arise. So umbrella is a very good symbol there. Additionally, we have symbol of trees, which represents the long-term commitment of Helvetia to protecting forests. This is a commitment which is done globally by Helvetia and is not part of the EVP, but we were eager to add it into the card game. And we have got a heart, which represents the passion we have for our topic, for our clients and for the work we do. And we have a joker, and the joker represents our employees, because the joker is the strongest card, is the most flexible card, is the most dynamic card, and the joker reflects our employees and, as said, is the most valuable card. And you play in short rounds where people have to work together to gain most of the points. And every round you challenge your team result. So you have to grow. And Helvetia has got a performance culture. So this implements also a little bit the performance culture. But to keep it exciting and to keep it realistic, every round a challenge card, an event card is added. So it could be in the first round, you could talk to people, exchange what cards do you have, let's match it here, let's lay it down there. But then challenges come up. It might be that you're not allowed to talk. It might be that you're not allowed to see your own cards. Only the other people can see your cards. Maybe the time is cut into half. Maybe there are forbidden words you're not allowed to use. And so the game evolves and it gets harder and harder to match the points. But the idea is that as a team, you grow together, you overcome the challenges, and you gain more points every round.
Yeah, I have it in my hands, and it's first of all, I have to say, from a layout perspective, it really looks very nice. Want to congratulate you on that. It's really, I think it's really fit to a card game. I would like to show it in the camera. I can, but yeah, as you, most of you, most likely listen through our podcast and not are live with us today. That doesn't really help. But we will definitely put a link in the show notes or add some pictures in the LinkedIn post. So if you come by this podcast by accident, happy to have you with us. Check out the LinkedIn page of Top Employers Institute, and you find find some pictures. And I think maybe this is a good moment also to allow people to reach out to you if they want to learn more and see more. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely welcome. We are so proud of this card game. Please reach out to me.
So people will reach out to you, Nandine. Expect the emails and the LinkedIn connects. No, but seriously, I think it's a great new way, because we had a few episodes on EVPs already, and we always focused on the creation of it. So how do you involve people to make sure the EVP is actually reflecting also the inside world, and it's nice to spend a bit more time on how to share it with more engagement and gamification, like you said, with employer branding in the beginning. It's not a short trend, it's really something that will stay with us. But of course, this is close to your heart, because you are a fan of gamification, I expect.
Yes, I love gamification, and I think it fits the nature of the human beings that we like to play. It's an easy way to introduce new topics, to get people engaged, to get motivated. And this card game we developed is a group card game, and this makes it special. And so far, I have not heard that a card game for EVP exists. So I think of ourselves as a first mover here. Makes us a little bit proud. Absolutely correct what you say. The communication of the EVP and that it's set as an anchor within the people. It's super, super important, especially in our company. We have an extremely high referral rate. Overall, 20% of the people at Helvetia came through a referral by a colleague or maybe a client. So it's very important, super important, that everybody is aware about the EVP and what or how they can present Helvetia as an employer in the outside world.
But I think that's also what employer branding is all about, right? I mean, we can talk about official campaigns and employer branding measures, but of course, your strongest employer brand is your employees, right? And yes. And the moment where you know that they can relate to the message, they can relate to the EVP, and they live that EVP, not just towards their clients, but also on a Sunday night, Sunday afternoon barbecue, an event with their friends. And you always talk about where you work. And as soon as they feel that pride, not just because they know about it, but they can share about that they played a game that was connected to the EVP, or kind of that they can use to even to play with their friends if they want. I think that's a very unique way of keeping that engagement very high.
Absolutely. Our employees, our ambassadors and our testimonials in the outside world. And it would be great if they go to a garden party and they ask where you work, that they not only talk about Helvetia and its products, which we are offering to our clients, but also that they talk about Helvetia as employer. And if they know about the EVP and they know it by heart, it helps a lot to tell what Helvetia makes it special as an employer. And therefore, we do this educational card game.
I think that's like a very unique way, like I mentioned before, very nice way to also enable your employees to discuss the EVP internally, right? I mean, it's not just something that they can share externally, but sometimes it's when you implement new EVPs, or you do workshops, you ask people to engage, but there's nothing more engaging than a game. And most likely sometimes you even forget about everything else, but just try to catch points. And then afterwards you figure out what you actually have been doing. Nadine, I think everyone who listens to you understands and feels that this has been really a passionate project for you. So let's turn the question to that personal aspect. So what did you like the most? What was the game serious enough? Can you share a bit more into that direction?
No, the game is serious enough because it has got the topic of the EVP, but it's playful and it's to most parts funny to play it. And it's great that people are laughing. And from neuroscience, we know that laughing is perfect while learning. When you laugh, your brain releases feel-good hormones and the attention is enhanced and the memory and the creativity. So I love it that people laugh through the game and they're incorporating more of the ideas we represent in the game. So it's serious enough, definitely. And it's played throughout the whole company. It's played in leadership meetings, mostly as an icebreaker, for example. It's played in team meetings, but we also play it. We have a little external approach also here. We play it with people who like to do an apprenticeship in our company, and we also use it there as an icebreaker. And it is a big success. We had to introduce it to, let's call it game agents, because it needs some explanation how to play the game properly. Mm-hmm. And as soon as somebody played it, they love it and they ask for the cards, and therefore it evolves in the company.
Good. Okay. So that sounds good. So also a bit about how you would put this in place if you want to try this. So it's not just about the game itself. It's also good to keep it alive and have some gaming ambassadors, gaming agents, like you mentioned, in the teams, in the regions. I'm wondering if you ever have a big Helvetia gaming day, please do invite me. I'm happy to come over and play some games. I think I have the eagerness to win. Just a side street. I think not sure. I think Monopoly is a game that really has either fans or people who don't like it. And in my family, no one wants to play with me anymore. So I think that says a lot about my my eagerness
ambitious. Yeah,
too ambitious.
We
maybe
we also need these people with the card game because you play in a team, and if everybody challenge everyone, that's great.
Maybe that's a good. Maybe that's then a better game for me to play to win as a team there. You know, you, Nadine, but also you who are listening, we also like to share a bit of learnings that you got through the project and that you can share with the team. So maybe we can start with things that went easier than you expected. So when you think back about the project that happened now, that is implemented, the card game is out there, EVP is a topic through the game. What was easier than you thought? And people can maybe forget about when worrying about a project like this.
Surprisingly, it was quite easy to connect with the game developer. He understood immediately what our EVP is about and where our game should be heading. It didn't need much explanation here. And this was a great start for me. And it also assured me that we are on the right way because we then already invested some money in there. Mm-hmm. The second was that my colleagues were so enthusiastic after playing the prototype. This really, it helped me also to go through to the whole process. And I was very proud in the end when the card games were sent into the countries. They did some unboxing videos, like a shopping haul. They opened cool. the videos and presented it to the colleagues. And this was really nice. The lovely end of a very, very long process in the end.
Yeah. And that's already connecting to what you didn't expect. So one of the things, the challenges that you overcome, you mentioned in the pre-conversation that we had that it took a while. So maybe you can share a bit about that and also what you might do differently if someone reaches out to you with that question about how did you do it?
Yeah, the next time I would manage the expectations of the colleagues in the country better, because they were always asking, when does the game come? We plan a meeting here. We want to use it there. When will it come? And it took much, much longer than expected. Mm-hmm. The cards were designed according to the corporate design, and it's done super well by our internal designers, but the production took a long, long time. And we got a test production, and then really realized when we got the cards, the cards weren't the quality we wanted. They were too thin, And we had to order thicker cards so that can use really for several years, hopefully. And but then the design of the cardboard didn't fit anymore. So we had to design a new card box again. And this took time. And then it went into production. And the loops were more and longer than expected. So I had to learn patience and to keep the colleagues updated.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good things take time, they say. From your experience, it could have been a bit quicker. But I think, and you mentioned the quality, and I know what you mean. It's not like a piece of paper. I'm holding the cards in my hand. It's really like a card, you know, from a normal card game. And absolutely, I think that helps to make it also look serious, not just from a gaming perspective, but from a game perspective. It's not something you do in an afternoon and you get sent home, you print out and you cut out yourself. It's a real card game. And I think that makes it look very nice, but also as a very nice game. Last but not least, a surprise, something that happened to you that surprised you in the process.
It surprised me that also the leadership teams are into gaming, and they were excited to hear about the gamification and they approved it. Serious gaming has its place now in the business world, and I think that's a great development, and I'm looking forward because working and learning can be fun, and we should keep on doing this.
Absolutely. Well said. I think that's a good statement for the end of the content part, because we are now going to move over to getting to know you a bit better personally before we finalize this episode. Let's go. Quick questions, quick answers. Nadine, here we go with the first one, which is not very surprising. What's your favorite game?
As said, I love playing cards with my family, mm-hmm. and we are really big in Rummy. The whole family plays Rummy on holidays for hours with the grandma, with the whole family. We love it.
And then it's not that surprising that the game, the Helvetia game, has a few similar aspects.
I didn't oppose this. This was really done by the game developer, but then you know why I was on fire when I first saw the ideas of the game developer.
Absolutely. And gaming is nothing without a gaming partner. So who's your favorite gaming partner?
My daughter, because she tries to cheat and mommy is too clever. She recognizes this every time. I hope so.
Yeah, every time you noticed, and all the other times she got through with it. Huh? that's nice. What do people need to learn?
In general, love. I think everyone has to learn all the time, and
And the last one, why is Helvetia your personal top employer?
Because we have an international mindset, we are a thriving company, we do our work with passion, and by far the best colleagues we have, and we can play together.
All about the people. It's good to hear. Thanks, Nadine. Thanks for this personal ending. Thanks for the content in the beginning. Thanks for being the co-host of this episode with the gaming focus for the first time. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for sending over the game as well, for giving me the opportunity to play. And the question for the game day invite was real. Let me know when there's something like that going on, and we can join you. As always, there's a moment for a final statement for you to close off the episode. Final word over to you, Nadine.
Thank you. Is it considered that gamification or creating a card game for EVP is some kind of brave? I just want to close with my favorite quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Don't be too timid and too squeamish about your action. All life is an experiment.
Thank you. Nothing further to add. I think that's a great way to end, and I think also a great connection to the mindset of being within this community, being part of top employers. Try something out, work on it, try to improve it, learn, but don't take it too seriously, and play the experiment, play the game. So thanks, Nadine, again for today. Thanks for
everyone. Thank you, Patrick, for hosting me.
Listening to today's episode, wherever you are and whenever you listen, looking forward to hear. Or to have you listen again in the future. Have a great day. and goodbye.
Bye-bye.